the quickest way to hinder the atmosphere of an open heaven is neglected personal altars. Nothing closes heaven quicker over a person's life like a neglected prayer altar.
Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joey Rogers, and welcome to Revive. We're glad that you've joined us today. In just a moment, I'm going to take you into a life-changing word from the Lord as preached right here from Pace Assembly. I know that it will be a blessing to you, so get ready to receive the word of God and faith that comes by hearing that word today. Let's join it in progress, and I'll be back at the close of the program.
Let's continue on with Pastor Rogers in his new series, Now Open. This is part two from that series. When heaven opens, let's go into the message today.
Say amen. Sending up prayers and answers are coming down. Ministering spirits that are walking among us, bringing us word from heaven. Everything's going to be all right, Pastor. Everything's going to be all right. I see some of you walking through some hard places in your life. Wherever there's an open heaven, stay there. Don't be tempted to leave the place of an open heaven. That's where your answer is going to come. Well, I feel like we're to do this. You better quit feeling. And you better say, I'm staying. I got my foot on the rock and my mind's made up. My faith is in the cross. My chin is lifted up. Lift up your head, O ye gates, and be lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Where are the blessings of God going to be poured out? At an open heaven. Now hear the word of the Lord, because whenever this happens, if you're not at peace when heaven opens, you won't hear it. But if you're in the right place, positioned in the right place, Genesis 28:13 says, behold, the Lord God stood above it. He stood above the ladder in heaven. He stood above it. And the next two words, he said. Somebody shout, he said. He said. He said. What did he say? Now listen, when God starts talking, you shut up. When God starts talking, you open your ears to hear what God is going to say. Well, Pastor, I got Prophet Flip-Flop that's prophesying this, that. You better turn Flip-Flop off and you better turn heaven on, somebody. Well, I feel like you better turn your feelings off and you better hear what God said. If we ever are in a time when we need God to say something, it's right now. Y'all ain't hearing me. He said, I am the Lord God of Abraham. I just want to let you know, here's my backup credentials and my resume. I am the Lord God of your father Abraham and of the God of Isaac. And the land whereon thou liest, to thee, God said, it's mine to give it. I will give it to thee and to thy seed. Now, you want to know why there's a struggle going on in Israel this very day? It's because of that right there. When God said this land belongs to the seed that's coming after you, we're thousands of years down the line from Jacob the father and Israel by his turned up name. But I can assure you, the seed still belongs to the land, and the land belongs to the seed. I want you to know, God is not an Indian giver. When he opens his heavens up and sends a word down, it is for the perpetuation forever and forever. Genesis 12 said, this is a promise I made forever and forever. Listen to 14. And thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth, and thou shalt spread abroad to the west, the east, the north, and the south. And in thee and all thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. And behold, I'm with thee. Anybody need the Lord to be with you? Shout yes, somebody. Behold, I'm with thee. I'm with thee. I'm with thee. I will keep thee. Everything that's worth keeping, I'm going to keep, and I'm going to keep you. I'm going to keep your foot from falling. I'm going to keep you from going to places you shouldn't go. I'm going to keep you from being in places you shouldn't be, because I got something waiting on you. And wherever you go, I will bring thee again to this land, for I will not leave thee. This is the second time he said that to them. I will not leave thee until I've done everything I told you I was going to do. Now, whatever prophecy's hanging over your head, it's only confirmed where there's an open heaven. But when you're standing in an open heaven, God begins to confirm what he said to you a long time ago. Some of you are sitting in this building today, and you're saying, my child was prophesied to come to Jesus, and they haven't done it yet. I came to tell you, because there's an open heaven above this place, you can rest assured that God said, I will do what I said I'm going to do. If it hair lifts the devil and beats all of them back, I will bring it to pass. That's what God said. When heaven opens, expect an audience with God. When heaven opens, God speaks. His voice becomes significant. They make fun of it on national television. And lame excuses and apologies come as they make fun of all of us believers, Christians, who say we hear from God, that God speaks to us. That may not be important to you today, but whenever you're driving on a rain-slick highway and the car hits an oil slick, and the car starts going around and around, and you don't know how to control it, and you've done everything you know how to do, Jesus stands in the line of sinners, and there's John, his cousin, and he gets a revelation of who this man is, my cousin. He's not just the carpenter. He's not just my cousin. He looked and saw Jesus not in the VIP line, not in the special red carpet line. Your Bible says that he saw Jesus standing in the line of sinners. You don't have to point out yourself. When God gets ready to point you out, he'll have somebody else call your name out of the crowd. He said, behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. He comes down and has a conversation with John, and John said, I'm not going to baptize you. You need to baptize me. Jesus said, you need to baptize me that all righteousness would be fulfilled. He said, well, then let's get it on. And there he went down into the water. He went all the way down. Listen to me, my dear friend. A few weeks from now, we're going to have water baptism. You can't afford to let one earlobe be taken over your life. Come on, somebody. That's the reason why we go down. And for some of you, we're going to read the whole 119th Psalm while you're down there bubbling. And the Bible said Jesus came up out of the water, and all of a sudden the heavens opened up, and the voice came from heaven, said, this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. Hear ye him. Next thing you know, the Holy Ghost in the form of a dove comes, and the anointing lights upon him. I came to tell you, if you're standing in the right place when God rips open the heaven, there's a voice that's going to affirm you and confirm you and identify you and say, this is my Son, and I am well pleased in them. When God speaks, something's going to happen. Look at your neighbor and tell them something's about to happen. Something's about to happen. Something's about to happen. Now you're touching some folks and they're looking at you crazy because they have no expectation of something about to happen. And I can assure you, for them, nothing will happen. But you can't afford to let somebody sitting beside you be a stick in the mud. While they want to stay in the darkness, you better get in the light. While they want to walk their way, you better get in the right way. You ain't hearing me. Preach, preacher. God said, I've been waiting to get an audience with you. And God said, I've been waiting on you to get done all the other things, because I have an appointment with you. And for today, on the 29th day in the April year of our Lord 2018, God set an appointment with somebody in this building, and he's about to flip your life right over. You're standing under an open heaven. Get ready to hear the voice of the Almighty God. When heaven opens, expect abundant blessings to flow. Come on, somebody. Jacob waked up out of a sleep, the Bible said, he said, surely, watch this, surely the Lord is in this place and I knew it not. Surely the Lord, I'm going to tell you, it'd be a horrible thing. It's a horrible thing to come to church week after week and be that close to the presence of God and not even know he's in the room. Hey, all you singers and musicians and ushers and greeters and preachers included. It's a horrible thing, my dear friend, to be sitting inside singing on a platform and you don't even recognize the presence of the Lord is with you. I came to tell you, my friend, we better wake up out of a sleep. Wake up. He woke up out of a sleep and he said, this is an awful place. That's King James for awesome, awesome. It's an awesome place, incredible place. He said, this is an awful place, a horrible place. I didn't know it was going to be like this. I wish I had a dollar for every time I heard somebody walk into this Pentecostal house and meet me somewhere later and say, I didn't know that was that kind of church. Well, now you do. Come on, somebody. I'm so sick and tired of vanilla, homogenized kind of churches where there's nothing standing out and you could go to an Episcopal church and get the same kind of feeling you do in a Pentecostal church. But I came to tell you that I'm standing up on these brand new seats to tell you today that God is looking for somebody who's going to stand out of the crowd and say, come on over here. There's an open heaven. Signs, wonders, and miracles are happening at the hand of the Almighty God. Don't mess with me now. I'll come back there where you are. I ain't scared of no chairs. I don't know if I can handle that. Then you might not handle heaven. If you're having a hard time handling an open heaven in here, when you get to heaven, you're going to be like John all of eternity, just falling out. You won't even be able to enjoy your mansion because you'll be so slain up in the spirit. Come on, somebody. Bible said that Jacob awaked up out of a sleep, said, the Lord's in this place. God help me. God help me. If I come to church week after week and the presence of the Lord begins to move inside of that place and I feel so comfortable that I'll slip out to get early seat at the restaurant. Let me get to the boat ramp before everybody puts theirs in. Just sit there. I'm going to touch it wherever it's at. Come on, somebody. We got things so messed up right now, we'll get to God in a convenient hour that we feel like. I got news for you. When you get ready, he might not be ready to open up heaven. You better be where God, you didn't hear what I said. You better be where Moses was so confirmed to that. He said, God, if you're not going, neither am I. Don't send me over here to Pharaoh if you're not going to go before me. Come on, somebody. Don't send me on that job to go out there and find that job over there unless you go before me and make a way. If it's not the job I'm supposed to be at, then keep on moving. Don't let the light shine down. I got news for you, my friend. There's some folks that's going to go to church week after week, and they're going to be in darkness, and somebody sitting right beside them is going to experience the light and the glory of an open heaven. How do you know that? Well, I know it because way back in the book of Exodus, the Bible, God said, one of the plagues, and one of those plagues was darkness, and the Israelites were on this side of the road and the Egyptians were on this side of the road, and God said, these are my chosen people, they've suffered long enough, I've heard their cry from Pace Assembly all the way, in Israel, all the way up into heaven over here, and I'm coming down. God said, I'm coming down and I'm going to move among them. And God flipped the light on over here on the Israeli street, and he turned the light off over here on the Egyptian street. Isn't it amazing how you can talk to people about things that are spiritual and godly today, and they'll look at you like you're crazy? And I'm talking about Christians. I want you to know something. Your language and your opportunity to see God is going to be what comes up out of your mouth. For from the abundance of the heart, the mouth will speak. If you love Jesus, you're going to talk about him. Turn the light on. If you're really honoring him, go ahead and turn the light on and talk about Jesus.
I'm thankful that you've joined us for Revive today, and I pray that the word of the Lord has been strength to you. If you'd like more information about today's message, log on to paceassembly.org, or you can email us right there, revive@paceassembly.org, and I want to encourage you to be right back here with us once again. Till then, remember, Jesus Christ is coming soon.